I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When you think of the Middle East, what comes to mind? Wars, refugees, religious extremism. Well, while these elements do exist, there's a lot more going on. God is at work among the nations. Along with recent events in the Middle East, we're going to look at a couple of ways that the church is moving today. And we'll start in Yemen, which is being torn up by a Sunni-Shia rivalry that could spell disaster for the country. Miles Windsor, a spokesman for Middle East Concern, explains that a missile was intercepted on its way to Riyadh, the Saudi capital. Now, the Saudis claimed that the missile was Iranian, and it was a show of support for the Yemeni Houthi rebels.
As a result of the missile attack, Saudi is now enforcing a block on all air and seaports in Yemen, as well as a closure of border crossings.
But with no food or medicine coming in, 7 million people are facing starvation in Yemen. Plus,
the population has been largely living in a dire situation, and there's been a cholera epidemic as well. Nearing 1 million people have contracted cholera, and there have been more than 2,000 deaths.
MEC is also aware that there's an underground church being equally affected. And yet, in spite of the pressure,
what we're seeing is Yemeni believers growing and taking responsibility of leadership and flourishing, actually.
It's admittedly a tough situation, and one that's hard to fix. But one thing we can do,
we could be praying for peace and justice and the rule of law to be established throughout Yemen. But also, the extremist groups and ideologies that have space in Yemen would be rejected by the Yemeni people, and that God would be providing strength and protection to the growing house church movements.
Next, dirty water is killing millions on our globe today. According to the Joint Monitoring Program, 10% of the population today lacks access to clean water. The World Health Organization says that every minute, a newborn dies because of dirty water and environment. Karen Stamen of Compassion International shares a story about a young Ghanaian girl named Anita.
When we entered her community, the entire village met us at the end of the road. And they had all these instruments, and they were singing and dancing, and they were trying to get us to sing and dance with them. And they wanted to lead us into their village with this musical celebration parade.
The village was giving glory to God for the well that enabled them to finally have clean water, something they were desperate for.
Anita explained to us that the people in the community used to always be very sick. The children would miss school. It was a kind of a dire situation without clean and safe water for them to drink.
The well was made possible through gifts given through Compassion's gift catalog. So this Christmas, would you consider stepping into a life and death situation to make a physical and spiritual difference? To access the catalog, go to missionnews.org. And most people know that Youth for Christ is in the United States. But did you know that Youth for Christ is also in Lebanon? In fact, it's been there for nearly 55 years. Youth for Christ's Maher shares,
our mission is part of the body of Christ to reach every young person in Lebanon with the gospel, to disciple them and connect them to a local church. And through that, we have four areas of ministries. One of them is evangelism and outreach. Another is discipleship. A third one is training youth workers. And the fourth one is compassion ministry and working with refugees.
The ministry even has a new program center opening in Beirut called Manara, which means lighthouse in Arabic. And its theme? Reconciliation.
And our vision for the coming years is this youth center will bring the Lebanese and the Syrian, or the Lebanese and the Palestinian, or even the Armenian and the Kurds, to come and be reconciled to God and be reconciled to each other.
The center includes programs for informal education, tutoring, reconciliation, and recreation, with evangelism breakouts for each. So please pray for the provision of the center, its staff, and the volunteers' safety, and for this new program center to emit Christ's light. It's slated to open in just a couple weeks. Pray for the gospel's work in Lebanon. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Podaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.